We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the Stony and Jansen program, the head coach of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh. And it's the week, but before we get into talking about Ohio State, how important was it, do you think, psychologically, to have a game Saturday that certainly wasn't pretty, but you guys fought adversity?
What wasn't pretty about it? That was one of the most beautiful games I have ever witnessed.
We'll get to that in a second. But fought adversity, come back, and win the game on a game-winning drive.
That was the most beautiful thing I've ever witnessed. Okay. You know, one of them. One of the most beautiful things, because it was an entire team win. I mean, there's no doubt our special teams won us the game. Four field goals, big punt return, covered kicks well, game winner by Jake Moody with 13 seconds left, wearing number 13. And I also think of Ira Harris, whose favorite number, my dear friend, was 13. The defense won us the game. The defense, two fourth down stops. Critical three and out in the fourth quarter at the end of the game to get us the offense back. And then the offense, two field goal drives. It was gritty. I mean, I read a stat where top five teams are now 2-27, I think, in if they're trailing in the last minute of a game since 2014. So, and the young J.J. McCarthy in his, you know, first ever opportunity to have a fourth quarter comeback delivers. It was a thing of beauty.
All right, so I'm happy still that they're 11-0, but we do have questions still about the passing game. Here's the question: you had some drops on good throws. You had plays where he had like Loveland wide open, overthrew him, and their guys weren't getting open. Are you concerned at all about the passing game? Because as a whole, the offense is pretty good.
No, I love the passing game. I am over 200 yards in the passing game. Made the clutch plays.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you deny that?
No, I can't deny that.
Clutch plays. Did they make the clutch plays?
Yes, he did.
Or did they not make the clutch plays?
He made the clutch plays.
Did they catch the clutch plays?
Well, you could say the one where he overthrew Loveland in the end zone.
John, you got anything?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I know where you're going next. So go
no,
ahead.
I'll ask about the other phase of the offense, the run game. We don't know yet if Blake Corum's going to be available. How much does that affect the game plan, and how do you have to scheme for if he is and if he's not?
Well, I know. I mean, I think ordinary people just like to have certainty of everything. We just want to go have at it. And we're gonna game plan. We're going to do the best possible job as a staff that we can. And as players, we're gonna attack it. I mean, they're happy warriors. I congratulate them on getting to, you know, to be playing in this kind of big game. You know, superheroes, their side, they got a bunch of superheroes. Our side's got a bunch of superheroes, and then going at it, and you find out who you really are. You know, that kind of test is not for the faint of heart. But yeah, right now we don't have certainty, and you know, we're just going to do the best we can today, John.
So let me follow up that with, because I can hear the excitement in your voice. Still a little crackly from Saturday, but I can hear the excitement. I'm as excited, but this is one of those games where legends are made. And whether it's Blake Corum, J.J. McCarthy, Mike Morris, C.J. Stokes, Isaiah Gesh, whoever it is that has to that is called upon to make the play, when they do, it's one of those games that's going to be remembered and talked about forever. How excited are you for your guys to be put to the test and have that opportunity?
Well, I think I just said I'm very excited about it and thankful. It's Thanksgiving. I'm grateful. And it's an honor to be in this position and be tested. This can be our toughest test of the season. We know that. And I think you're going to find out that we're made of the right stuff.
A few years ago, you scolded me when I said, I hate Ohio State. And you said, hate's too strong a word. How would you describe the rivalry between you guys and them as far as, I don't know, fans, yeah, players, coaches?
There's no need to hate. There is no need to hate. We're grateful for the opponent. Like I said, like superheroes, it's through a strong opponent that you find out who you are. The strength of the opponent and the circumstances of the situation, there will give you the opportunity to display your true strength.
When you look at Ohio State offensively, what type of challenges do they present?
It requires that we dig deep and reveal that true strength that we have, and because they are a very worthy adversary. As good as they get.
Let's talk about some of
them. They got players.
Yeah.
They got players with Heisman habits. We have players with Heisman habits. They have great coaches. We have great coaches. It's truly something that you're just an honor, you know, to play in a game like this.
One of the guys with Heisman habits on their team is Marvin Harrison Jr. I believe you played with his father when his father was a rookie when you were at the Colts, if I'm not mistaken, if I have my timeline correct. Can you remember somebody who you coached or played with whose son was, I'm not saying he's going to be in the Hall of Fame like his father, but it's amazing how great.
That's easy to look that up. I did play with his father, Marvin Harrison.
I did.
In fact, I threw him his first touchdown pass.
Wow.
And I also believe that I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think that Peyton Manning and yours truly are the only two people to throw Marvin Harrison a touchdown pass. And if that is the case, then I'm really proud of that. I really would.
Yes.
I really wish you would.
We can also look that up.
Maybe you had gotten that out and you didn't make me have to get that out myself.
Wow. But his, Swarovski never threw it to him.
Marvin Harrison was, I described it like it was, you throw the ball and it was like throwing it to a black hole, you know, wherever it was, he would come up with it. You know, he had this tremendous catch radius, and he's not as tall as his son, but you threw it to him anywhere near him, and it is most likely he was catching it.
So when you see Junior, do you see the same type of thing, or are they different? Because everybody talks about the other receivers going into the year, but he's been unbelievable with all their injuries and him taking over, basically.
Yeah, I think he's definitely on the same dance floor as his father.
Because of no trip in 2020, not a lot of guys on this roster have had the experience of playing in the horseshoe. How do you prepare those guys for the environment and the experience they're about to face?
Yeah, I think it's none of them really had the experience of playing in at Iowa, Nebraska. I mean, this is our toughest test, you know, no doubt about it. But enjoy it. You know, it's going to be something that, as you said, you're going to remember always. So make sure you've given it your very best in your preparation and then in your effort during the game.
Jim Harbaugh joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. C.J. Stroud, I know you guys recruited him. I remember seeing him in a Michigan basketball game.
Hockey game.
Obviously, he was...
You can look that up, too.
No, he was at a basketball game, too, because I was thinking I was at that game. The Maze Rage were chanting, C.J. Stroud, C.J. Stroud. Anyway, how good is he? Because he's a Heisman candidate, obviously. And like I remember the Rose Bowl last year. Every pass was just... right where it was supposed to be. How good is he?
He's great. He is a great player. He is definitely one of the players that I refer to on their team as having Heisman habits. a tremendous throw of the ball, makes tremendous decisions. He's got a real presence in the pocket, and as a leader, I mean, it all shows up.
Going back to your team and the 11 games that you've seen from this defense, and it, you know, what you guys experienced and saw from them performing against Illinois' defense or offensive line, as well as Chase Brown, what areas do you want to see your defense continue to improve upon from week to week, this being the final week of the regular season?
Well, there's they got one 18-yard pass. We really limited them in the explosive plays. Mm-hmm. And then we got one run that got out against us in the Illinois game that hurt us in the third quarter. I thought DJ Turner defended the deep ball extremely well. You know, our secondary was able to, you know, to not let them get the deep ball. They're going to be really challenged this week. So, you know, that that kind of performance that we had last week, and then really tough in the short yardage like we were last week, you know, to play, going to need to play up to that level again this week.
Everybody plays up the trash talk between the fans and sometimes the players. After the win last year, you mentioned the third base comment about Ryan Day. He said he wants to hang 100 on you before that.
Yeah.
Is that stuff fun? Do you regret saying it? I don't know. Like, fans just eat it up, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was definitely a counterpunch by me to the comment of they're going to hang 100 on us, et cetera. Kind of like a Sugar Ray Robinson. The fact is, I think Ryan Day is a great coach. I think he is a tremendous football coach. And truth be known, that's how I feel. And you can see it week after week. You can see it with his team. You know, it's as good a coach as there is in football.
Who's your favorite superhero since we've been talking superheroes?
Superman.
Okay. You know what? As a kid, you know what I can never understand about Superman? People would, you know, shoot guns at him, right? Boom, and he'd bounce off his chest.
Yeah.
Then they'd run out of ammunition. They'd throw the gun and he would duck. It's like the bullets aren't going to kill him, but the gun would. Good luck on Saturday. Hopefully, we'll be here talking about a Big Ten championship game next week. Thanks for everything.
I guess I should say this: the 2022 Michigan football team. They're my favorite superhero.
Your favorite superhero.
Exactly. All right.
All right, thanks.
I'll talk to
thanks,
you next
Coach.
Week, hopefully. That's Jim Harbaugh on the Stoney and Jansen Show, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.